Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
What's up, catch-uppers? Happy Tuesday. Today is a Tuesday when you're listening to this. I feel weird right now because we're recording this with our door open.
Yeah, you look so insecure. I like it. The whole office gets to hear how good we are.
Literally anyone could walk in right now and say something and you'll hear it, catch-uppers.
Yeah, shame there's no one around the office.
Shame we have like three people who work here.
Yeah, and those three people are probably off having a smoko outside.
Yeah.
and they don't download our catch-up so we can say what we want about them.
Oh, say something else then. No, don't do it. Don't do it. They're lovely people.
Put that smoke up here.
No,
I didn't finish the sentence. It's okay.
That is so rude.
I let smoke up to your fingers and smoke it, is what I was going to say.
Hanjo, why not? I mean, not that we're promoting smoking. Anyway, irrelevant. Today's catch-up.
It depends how stressful your day's been. Maybe you need one. Maybe you're listening to this right now and you're craving a cigarette because you're sick of our voices.
Do you know what? That would be, our show does promote smoking in that way.
You know what? I've never smoked in my life, but even I feel like a cigarette right now.
Why? Today's show was so much fun.
Oh, no, I'm just sick of my own voice.
If anyone should, I should, because you stitched me up a beauty for April Fool's Day.
This is huge.
That's three times in 1 week you've stitched me up. I really need to actually get my wits about me and start not believing stuff.
I should probably spread it out over the year as well, because I feel like I've done it.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing else I can do for the rest of the year now.
Take a break now. Like, it's a bit old, you know?
I promise you.
Yeah, I'm going to believe anything that comes out of your mouth. It is some compelling audio, though, when you do hear it. It'll be coming up soon in the catch-up, along with a whole bunch of other fun.
Yeah,
Mario from Shep does some political corresponding for us. It's great. Enjoy the catch-up. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
It was April Fool's Day yesterday. It was everywhere, and I am well-renowned for loving a little stitch-up. Did a couple on you last week. I've done some in the past, and I wasn't going to let the opportunity of April 1st get away from me.
You and I finished the show yesterday, and I said, do you know what, Josiah, that was really mature of you to not prank me this morning. I know it was April Fool's. I know it's tempting, but good on you. You pranked me twice last week. Thanks for letting me off the hook.
And that's what I said back to you. I said, you know what? I did it twice last week. It's too obvious if I do something today. Yeah. And you're like, that's really kind. Good on you, Josiah.
Yep.
Not.
Little did I know.
There's an idea that I've been wanting to do on the show for a while, and with Boss Benny's approval, and Ellie's keen on doing it as well. And obviously our Boss Benny's got a 4-month-year-old kid, which means his wife Mel is breastfeeding.
Yep.
We're going to do a challenge, and I think we're going to do it later this week, where we're going to have a bunch of different milks lined up, and you have to guess which is which, and one of them is breast milk.
Yes.
Great radio. Anyway, we want the idea to happen this week. So I said to Benny, let's fake up a situation where I texted your wife over the weekend saying, making sure she's okay with us doing it. She wrote back going, yep, that's all fine. I've got it all good to go. And then I wrote back to her in the text, why don't I just have some straight from the source?
Yeah.
So we had a meeting after the show yesterday and Benny brought it up. You're about to hear Benny and I, who are very good mates outside of work, as well as our boss, go absolutely toe-to-toe at each other.
Bear in mind, the original audio for this goes on for 5 minutes. So I'm sitting in the office watching the best acting I've ever seen in my life and thinking that it's a real situation.
Ellie is one of the most awkward human beings in the world. There is footage right now of her reaction at Hit GV on Instagram, Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. We will be putting up a full video up later today. But this is the moment where things got heated between Benny and I.
But I don't really find this funny.
It's because I feel like...
I'm being serious, mate.
What do you want me to write?
Baby, not like that.
Say straight from the source.
What does that imply, mate?
Barbecue sauce, I don't know.
Barbecue sauce. Straight from the source, mate. What, are you going to come around and... Come on, mate.
I say comments like that to Ellie all the time on air.
Do you?
Jay, it's probably worth just dropping.
I will. Tell her next straight from the source.
Why again. I'm laughing, mate.
Because I feel
if my wife's upset, that's the line, Jez. Do you understand?
I don't understand
why you won't take this seriously.
Because I feel like this is not real life right now.
It is real life.
Should have sat home with shingles.
Really?
But I'm on my shingles medication. I don't care anymore.
Do you know what, mate? Why don't you, mate, just for a bit?
Yeah, I think it's probably best if
we'll talk about that later.
Give it a rest.
All right. Sorry, Shane.
He's
over the line.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, when it comes to Mel, I understand she was really open about doing the breast milk sort of thing, but I know he's a flirt and jokes, but sometimes you got to find your place.
No, I know. So. And I think he probably thinks it's a joke, or thought it was a joke.
Got her own. Straight from the source, baby.
Straight from the source.
I thought you were trying to get him, and then I was like, hold on, that's what he thinks. That's why he's being such a f*** about it.
Got her a beauty.
I hate you both so much because I was thinking at the start, I was like, okay, it's April Fool's. This is uncharacteristic of them both to be fighting. I was like, maybe Benny is trying to get Josiah and like stitch him up.
He would have told you if he was going to do that though, Ellie.
Retrospectively, I know that. But the whole, and then I was like, because it went on for so long and it had come up so naturally, we'd already been in that meeting for like half an hour before that talking about work stuff. So I just like, I was,
oh, you have to go to HitGV on Instagram to see Ellie's reaction and hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page. Have a look there. We will be putting up the full footage up later today. Ellie, safe to say, you got.
I've made a decision, Josiah. I don't do pranks because I don't like lying to people and I don't like being mean to people, but I'm going to prank you back.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Help me out, Goulburn Valley. Please get in touch with your prank suggestions because this has gone on too far.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Joining us is Benny the Boss. Morning, Benny.
Morning, Chaney. How old is she this morning?
Oof, you could cut the air with a knife with the tension in here, tell you what.
Yeah, look, I'm mad at you because you were in on the prank that Josiah pulled on me yesterday.
Pretty
for
good
April
though,
Fool's
wasn't
Day.
It?
Good gear. Hit JV on Instagram, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook if you want to see Ellie's reaction. Full video to come later today. But Benny and I, we had a full fight in the office with each other over a comment I made to your wife. Ellie, the most awkward human being in the world, didn't know how to react if you just tuned in.
Honestly, it was like watching, I don't know, how would you explain Ellie? She just went into like a shell. You know when a turtle's scared and it goes in a shell and it sticks its head out just to see if it's all clear? That was Ellie yesterday.
Or when you see her sitting on the chair, you were literally like almost at a horizontal position, just like trying to get away from the awkwardness.
How would you describe Ellie's face when they're singing? It's like
I've got resting stress face as it is. Like my resting face is that of a stressed person.
Oh, yesterday's was more resting B face.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, because you did that to me, Benny. Well, part of the reason is because you did that to me. I've brought you on the show today to ask you a favour.
Oh, here we go. See, this is, it's a tit for tat, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. You can't expect to stitch me up.
If it's a pay rise already, it's a no.
No, we've tried that. We'll try that again tomorrow. But yesterday on the show, I don't know if you heard because you never listen to our show because you hate our guts.
You could download the catch-up though if you really want to hear it, Benny.
Jeez, fool.
We were talking about sports that should be added to the Olympics, right? And we got a call from a guy named James, and this is what he said. James, what sport do you reckon needs to be added to the Olympic agenda?
Extreme whistling.
Oh. Extreme whistling. Do you know what, Josiah? You and I are quite good at whistling. We could be part of the whistling team.
I mean, it's not bad. We'd have to check to see if it's on the agenda already, though.
So we checked. It's not. It's not officially a sport yet, but there is a world championships for whistling.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no idea about this.
There's a small problem, though. They're not quite in the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Just Los Angeles.
Hollywood!
If this is like to pay for flights to go, just nah.
Come on! We could represent our country.
Well, you got to get a team first, don't you? Yeah, we have a team.
That's
it's
the thing.
YouTube.
We've got like 200,000 people to choose from to represent this country in LA as the Australian whistling team.
Us, let alone a whole team.
I've done some research and I've discovered that there's no Australian Whistling Federation. So if we become the Australian Whistling Federation, if we get a team together, can we go to LA?
No.
Oh, man.
How am I going to fund getting you to LA?
I don't know. You're rich.
If we can't get to LA with your pay packet, which we know is five times the size of ours.
Yeah, you can afford to have a kid, man.
Yeah.
Look at you two
grovel. Talk to sales and they can speak
now
to the clients.
Now all of a sudden you're a team again.
Right?
Against the boss.
Yeah, speak to sales who can talk to their clients and they can sell. Flight Centre, if you're listening, send us over.
Oh, hang on. This isn't. Anyway, you got to get a team first. This is all.
Yeah, okay, we can do it.
This is you two sitting here whistling at each other at
baby
the moment.
Baby steps.
All
right, okay.
How about this? How about this? I'll set you a challenge.
Yeah.
Let's see if you've got what it takes to do this, right? Now, tomorrow, there's a fella in this building. His name's Bill Bradley.
Yeah.
Now, he wouldn't be listening to this because he's on your sister's station.
He works for those triple Ds, doesn't he?
Yeah. Less ratings.
Yeah. Now, it's his birthday tomorrow, and the tradition here in the Shepparton office is we have a morning tea for birthdays with a sing-along and a cake.
Oh, we know them well.
It's never awkward.
Can you commandeer that morning tea and just whistle?
Oh, God, that's really bad
happy birthday?
Whatever. We still do a bill for his birthday.
Yeah. Well, and if we're good enough at that, we can go to LA.
Then I'll think about it. Oh, hang on a second. You two in the LA thing. How about you just do the challenge first?
Okay.
All right. You two come up with these crazy ideas, and then tomorrow it'll be another crazy idea.
Wait, so
and
tomorrow...
Friday, I'm like, what happened to that idea? And you're like, oh, I don't know about that one.
So tomorrow at the birthday, whatever we do, we're going to whistle for Will Radley.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's have a quick practice with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I think we've got what it takes.
You're very high pitched as well.
Yeah, I know. We're harmonizing, bro.
Yeah, we're complimenting each other.
Exactly.
Oh, she called you, bro.
We need a practice, sis.
All right, Benny, challenge accepted. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll see how our whistling goes.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Whenever anything political happens, because we've established, Josiah, that you and I don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to politics. So we thought we'd get someone who does on, and that is our friend of the show, Mario from Shep. Morning, Mario.
Yeah, good morning, my friends.
Mario, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, we are making you our new political expert or political correspondent. I know you're not in Canberra, you are in Shep, but the big federal budget, it comes out tonight. What info have you got for us?
Yeah, mate, look, I think there's a lot of things to be excited about for tonight's budget.
Yeah.
First of all, we can see how much money the government is going to waste in promising people to do empty promises, you know, like the things where we promise our children, right?
Yeah.
Just so they can get voted again. It's going to be exciting, mate.
Well, that's what a lot of experts such as yourself are saying, Mario, because there's going to be an election very soon. They're going to try and butter us up. How do you reckon they're going to butter us up?
In matter, they promise more money for this, promise more tax breaks for the middle income earners, you know, matter, but you do your tax next year, you won't see nothing different, you know?
Hey, Mario, you got any inside scoop, something in the budget we don't know about that we might find out later tonight?
Yeah, mate, you look for something special for the fat kids, mate.
What, is there going to be a fat kid tax?
No, mate, I tell you, mate, the other day they released the statistics, mate, that now 1 in 4 children is fat, mate. So you watch someone use this, mate, as an election bonus. They go, yeah, mate, we give more money so the kids can eat healthy, mate.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's a good incentive. I do actually hope they introduce that. If they can make healthy food cheaper so we get those rates down, that's a good thing, right, Mario?
Yeah, mate, and I just would like to add, mate, there's nothing wrong with fat kids, mate, because it's much better for lifting, mate.
You've got a few kids of your own, Mario. Do you use them to lift? How much do they weigh? Are they like 10 kilogram dumbbells? What are they?
Mate, let me just say, when they're young, I make sure they've got layer upon layer of dormant muscle, mate.
But then when do they start shredding? What age does one start to shred, Mario, in the gym?
Yeah, mate, when my kids are a little bit older, you know, like 25, 26.
Well, Mario, that is a really extensive look into the federal budget. My goodness, I've never been more excited for a budget in my life, I reckon, Ellie.
Goulburn Valley, don't watch the ABC News tonight. SBS, what? Nah, listen to this show for Mario's political expertise. Thanks, Mario.
Yeah, Mara, you're welcome.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It was announced yesterday that Big W will be shutting 30 of their stores around the country. So they're part of the Woolworths group, which is obviously Woolies, etc. And a bunch of different stores, including Big W. Now, this is sad for jobs around the country.
It is. It is. Because the one in Shep's quite big. There's one at Riverside Plaza, right?
Not at Marketplace.
Sorry. Why do I get those names confused every time?
So there's a few around the GV. There's one in Wang, or around the Murray Valleys as well. There's one in Wangaratta, Echuca, Shep. There's one in Bendigo as well. Mm. Now, the 30 around Australia, we don't know which ones are shutting yet. However, a list of rumoured stores came out last week. Mm-hmm. The 4 I just listed affecting us, all 4 on the chopping block.
Oh, God.
Which isn't good news at all.
Imagine a life without Big W.
I know. You'd have to go to Kmart. Controversial. What's better?
I mean, I want to give my sympathy to Big W at the moment, but I did get a soda stream from Kmart the other day.
Kmart's got the good rep at the moment. However, I feel like Big W's a little underrated. They're pretty good as well. They give you the same stuff, maybe even cheaper now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have to because they're going out of business.
Even more now. Yeah. And more so. Now, the reason they are going out of business is there's something like in the $1 billion plus in terms of lease fees, I believe, for what they owe on
the
lease.
Rent the
yeah,
space.
Yeah, the stores. So that's why the shutting the 30 stores helps them get in the surplus for that. So not good news at all.
No, not at all.
Though I saw a new ad that's actually come out already.
Right.
Advertising what's been happening. So you may have know about the old Big W ads that are out and about on TV, very famous. We see them, you know, on our In Between Married at First Sight. What's Big W? What specials they got on?
Yeah.
They actually released a new one. I was watching Married at First Sight last night. You're not going to believe it. Oh, and no. this ad came on.
Oh, God.
Here at Big W, we're making big changes and lots of little ones.
Like shutting down 30 of our stores and no biggie.
You see, everything we do so you can win.
Yeah, or lose your job.
Big name brands for no name prices. And toys and homewares that won't cost you the earth.
But will cost you your job.
Because we know the little savings can add up to big ones.
Like falling behind on credit card payments because you lost your job at Big W.
We want you to come out on top.
Or the bottom.
Every time you shop with us. Now that's a big win.
Or a big wipeout of 30 of our stores.
Josiah, poor Big W. Yeah.
Watch this space. We will let you know when we hear anything about the local stores, but hopefully not because we don't want local jobs to be caught.
Exactly. Fingers crossed the GV will be saved.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It is budget day.
Yo, Scotty, it's the budget. We gonna get money like it's the budget. 2018.
That is the rap that I wrote for last year's federal budget.
Well, tonight is the budget, so tomorrow on the show, can we expect anything from old E-Chains?
Yeah, maybe. You know when stuff happens in politics, E-Chains hot on its tails.
This time tomorrow, Goulburn Valley, watch this space.
But tonight's budget is expected to be an interesting one. We're expected to be back in surplus for the first time in ages, which is good.
Yeah, because we have a Liberal government in, they usually get us in the surplus. And the Labor government usually get us in the minus. I'm not trying to push my political views on anyone.
You kind of are, though.
No, that's just an observation of what happens. Because Labor tend to dish out the money, Liberal tend to save. Hence why we get taxed more. That's a fact. That's
political correspondent Sharla over here. I did not realise.
That's just me spitting facts, man.
Well, it is happening tonight. And then next month we're expected to have the federal election. So basically everyone thinks that the government's going into tonight's budget, like, let's butter up the community and then they're going to want to vote for us in a month's time. So be wary of that. But one dude who is particularly beginning his campaign to be re-elected as Prime Minister or in the winning party is good old ScoMo. Last year when he did the budget, he was the treasurer. So he was the one who got up and handed it down. Now he's the Prime Minister. Bombshell.
Wouldn't that be a relief for him? Although he'd be wanting a lot of control, I reckon, because he knows what he's doing because he did it last time.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the treasurer now? I should know this.
Josh Frydenberg.
Thank you. Great last name.
I did just have to look it up.
Frydenberg. I think it's more Frydenberg.
Frydenberg. Anyway, so the budget is happening tonight. We've said that. ScoMo has come out and tried a new little tack to try and win over the younger of us, and I'm including you and I in this category, and this is what he's done.
Well, g'day. It's great to be on Snapchat, and it's a big week to come on the Snapchat because it's the budget tomorrow night, and I look forward to giving you more updates about what the budget means for you.
ScoMo, not only has he given himself a gangster nickname, but now he's on Snapchat.
Does he call himself ScoMo?
Yeah. Oh. I think he was the one who invented it. It's like me with E-Chain.
No, there's another topic altogether. You're not meant to give yourself a nickname. Other people give it for you. That's Australia, mate.
Yeah, but sometimes it works. And then people know you as E-Chain for the rest of your life. And you're like, okay.
So our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who's a dad, possibly a granddad, I'm not sure, is our on Snapchat.
Yeah. So you can send him your naughty pics, guys. Oh. No, just kidding. Don't do that. That's not what you use Snapchat for.
I mean, it is.
Send him a message, like a little selfie saying, good luck with the budget tonight, ScoMo. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Imagine if I got a private message back.
Well, you've added him this morning, haven't you?
I did. I've added him. Should I send him a little eggplant emoji?
Do you know what? Let's take a selfie of ourselves.
Yeah, here. Obviously. I'll send it now. Ready?
Okay.
So three, two, one. Oh, no, cute. I look terrible.
Oh, God. Okay.
Bad angle from me. You look good. I'll send it anyway because I'm a nice guy.
Fun fact, Josiah needs 20 takes to get a photo that he likes. But it got me thinking about old people on the socials. Not that ScoMo's that old, but, you know, let's face it, he's too old for Snapchat. But a lot of people are on the socials over the age of, like, 50. Not the 50s old. Oh, God, people are getting
so...
No, like, you're not old, but just maybe you didn't grow up with social media.
Okay, hang on a second. My parents are not old.
My parents are not old either, and they're in their 60s.
Both of my parents, they're old. Both of my parents are on Snapchat individually.
Are they?
Yeah, they send us, that's pretty well how I keep up to date. When they're on holidays last year, they went overseas.
Yeah.
They sent us everything on Snapchat. Dad's like, here I am in Germany.
Yeah.
There's a mountain. There's another fountain. There's another castle and another mountain. Thanks, Dad. Got it.
Oh, I know. It's painful, isn't it? My mum's on Snapchat too.
I know she is. I send it to you.
Saturday night, I was out at the deck, literally having an espresso martini, and she sent me a Snapchat of herself in Bali with an espresso martini. Oh. I was like, Mum, you are too cool for school, my friend.
You are your mother's daughter.
Yes. 13, 12, 16. Are your parents on the socials? Does your grandma have Snapchat? If so, I want to hear from you. What do they do on them? 13, 12, 16.
Are you happy with the caption on the photo? We're just about to send it to him.
Yeah,
good luck tonight in the budget.
Yeah,
it's
screenshot that.
Us.
I want to save it. Save it. We'll put it on our Insta as well so that the people can see Hit GV. 13, 12, 16. Sent. We want to talk about the older people you know on the socials. My grandma has a Facebook and she always signs off every comment with Mavis Cuthbertson, which is her full name. It's like, we know that's your name because you're the one posting the comments.
And it says it above it, Grandma.
Yeah.
Well, my grandma actually has Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. She's got the big trio. Well, you texted her, my famous grandma who comes on the show a lot. She's still asleep, unfortunately.
Nah.
She's having a sleep in for a Tuesday. Otherwise, we would have got her on. But she added me on Snapchat about a year ago.
Yeah.
Haven't accepted it.
Of course you haven't. Of course you haven't.
What am I going to send my grandma?
Actually, fair enough. The stuff you send other people, probably not appropriate. Let's go Jared from Chef. Jared, do you know someone who's a little bit older on the socials?
You certainly do. My grandmother. She's 86.
Awesome.
Yes,
and
grandma.
What is she on? Is she on all of them? Or is she on Snapchat?
Yeah, she's got Snapchat and Instagram. And she occasionally plays on Facebook.
Is it annoying at times, Jared? Because, you know, like my grandparents, they don't really get some of the stuff you do and they take things you say too literally. Is she like that or...?
Yeah, it can be a bit like that, but most of the time she just sends me boring knitting videos and, and stuff that she's done with her group of ladies or whatever, yeah.
Jared, I don't say knitting's boring ever.
Hold on. So your grandma's...
Mate, if you've seen a couple of hours of footage, mate, it gets you know.
So your grandma's sitting around with her fellow 86-year-old ladies knitting and they all get posing for selfies to send to you?
Yep, and then occasionally they even throw in some gangster signs as well.
Oh, West Side.
I need your grandma in my life. Can you send us some of those photos? They are amazing.
We'll see how we go. I have to ask for permission first.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Jared, would you find it creepy if I added your grandma on Snapchat?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know. She might think it's creepy young like trying to stalk her.
It's all right. I'll leave her alone.
That is
have
the best.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks so much for your call, Jared.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, guess what, Jay? It is a Tuesday. And every Tuesday, I help you out with your productivity because it's supposed to be, according to scientists, the most productive day of the week. But sometimes you wake up, like I did this morning, just think, oh, can't be bothered.
Can you do this segment every single day? Because I'm never productive, to be honest. Tuesdays aside, I need help every day of the week.
I know. You just turned your mic off. That's how unproductive you want to be today. All right. You ready for today's productive tips? Productive tip number one. A couple of these are from personal experience. Just put that out there. Jog with no shoes on when you go for a jog. You'll strengthen your ankles and then you'll eventually run faster when you do have shoes on.
Productive. Thought.
Fun fact, I was known as the barefoot bandit in school because I used to make it to state carnivals running in bare feet.
Oh, what a legend!
Hero over here. The state government had to enforce a policy because they didn't like it. All the kids were running in spikes and I would run in bare feet and I'd still win.
On the turf of a athletics track?
Yeah, on the rubber.
So bad for your feet.
Yeah, so what? I was fast.
Oh, such a legend. What happened?
Still fast.
Oh, yeah.
Usain.
I know, I've heard that about you.
They call me they call me Usain Sharla and not on the track.
Fastest man around. Yep. Definitely heard that. All right. Secondly, firstly, got to do my legal obligation, say drink responsibly, Golden Valley. But this is a cracker. Put alcohol in your humidifier. And that way you'll breathe in the alcoholic fumes and get drunk quicker.
Productive thought.
Not a bad idea. Wait, so like a humidifier is one of those things you put next to your bed at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, so you put water in it and it like emits steam, so you breathe easier.
So wait, normally you put oils in there, like essential oils?
Yeah,
what, like lavender stuff?
Yeah.
And it makes you sleep better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen these things.
Yeah.
Wait, so if I'm... It's not great if you're going to sleep and you're just breathing in alcohol.
No, not when you're going to sleep, when you're getting on the cans on a Saturday night.
Oh, you do it before you go out.
Before you go to the deck.
Oh, just pour vodka Red Bull in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So you could be sipping on your vodka Red Bull and you could also be breathing it in. Oh, God, this is really bad. Don't drink irresponsibly. Just breathe irresponsibly.
We should try that, except under the blanket. It'd be like a Dutch oven.
Oh, disgusting.
Breathe this in.
I'm moving right along.
Josiah, that's not alcohol.
I'm moving.
Yeah, it's something else.
Josiah, I'm trying to give you some productive thoughts.
Get drunk.
Stop being so immature.
Get drunk off this.
Stop it!
Enjoy the deck tonight, Ellie. Can't breathe!
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Help!
All right, last one. I've got a few, but I feel like I've only got time for one more. I'll do this one because it's more topical for myself. I've been sick this week, as you can hear. Instead of using tissues, though, I've been using sponges.
Productive thought.
Because it soaks up all the liquid and then you can just wash it off and it's good to go.
No, you haven't. What, like a sponge you wash your dishes
yeah,
with?
Yeah, just a chucks.
Hang on a sec. So what, you blow into it?
Yeah.
What if it's too small?
No, it's not.
That's it's weird. I blow into, I've been using toilet paper. When I had shingles last week.
Yeah.
I got a bit of a cold when I had shingles as well. I just used toilet paper, doubles up, don't need tissues.
Gross.
Blow into one of those.
You're gross. Get around the chucks, bro. Give it a crack. You'll love it.
I miss doing Dutch ovens.
Stop it. Productive thoughts. Enjoy your productive Tuesday, Goulburn Valley. Apologies for the smut.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm about to say something that may make people think a little bit less of me as a person, but I'm okay with it because I'm a strong believer in it. I don't really believe in expiry dates on food.
Huge call.
Not that I don't believe in them. Like, I get that they're there for a reason and that they're a good guide, but I don't think that they are a cut and dry reason to get rid of your food.
Oh, I do. I'm the complete opposite. If something even gets close to the expiry date, I start smelling different smells and I'm like, nah, a yogurt a day out, treading with very, very fine water.
I once had a yogurt that was too...
Huh? Does that work?
Yeah, what? Treading with fine...
That'll do.
Are you thinking skating on thin ice,
yeah.
treading in...
Treading on thin on water. Yeah, that's if it's not a quote, I just made one up.
Yeah, you did. You go, you philosopher, you. I once had a thing of yogurt that was 2 weeks past its use-by date.
That is
I was
disgusting,
so fine.
Ellie.
But I was so fine.
No, you weren't.
I was. I did not. It was delish.
You may have thought you were fine, but I tell you what, whatever's going on the inside of your body is not.
Well, I've come up with a bit of a life hack that I did over the weekend. I bought a loaf of bread from a supermarket. And it was the fancy bread, like the protein-rich, low-carb one. So it was like $8 or something. And I took it home and I went to make myself a sandwich and I realized that it had expired 2 days before I'd bought it. And it was still on the shelves at this supermarket, so I was mad about that.
Wait, well, hang on. The supermarket had it
yeah.
2 days after
yep.
and it was still $8.
Yeah.
That stuff's meant to be like 10 cents
I
that
know.
Time.
They must not have realized. It was so annoying. Anyway, so I was like, I've paid $8 for this bread. It's not the supermarket I usually go to, so I wasn't planning on going back anytime soon. So I was like, I've got to make the best of this situation. And so what I did was I took the whole loaf out of the packet and I went through it piece by piece. And I found the bits that were moldy.
Oh, come on, Ellie.
And I threw them out in the bin. And then the bits that weren't moldy, I just wrapped up in a little freezer bag and chucked it in the freezer.
That is disgusting. Can I ask what sort of bread it was? Is it like multi-grain or something?
I've got some here, actually. I brought some today. It's
oh,
in the fridge.
I would love to try some. Not.
It is multi-grain, yeah. Multi-grain, protein rich.
How do you know it doesn't have mold? When you look at multi-grain bread, right, sometimes some of those multi-grains aren't multi-grains. They're mold that you don't know about.
Well, funny you say that because mold's usually green, right? So I chucked out all the green bits, but then I realized that mold actually comes in like a white form as well sometimes.
Yeah, and bread's white. It can come in many different forms, black, blue, whatever you want. Blue cheese, for example.
Oh, that's gross. I don't need that.
Well, that's exactly what you're eating, but in bread form, even
no.
and worse. You're going to die. You
no,
know that.
No, because when you put, like, I put, I had a piece of the bread. What did I have it with?
Mold?
Oh, no, that's right. I had it on the weekend. I had it for breakfast. I had eggs on top of it.
Hang on. Why are you still eating it?
Because I paid $8 for it.
2 days after is bad enough. So I get the morning of you're willing to take a risk.
Well, then you freeze it. You freeze it. Expiry dates don't count when it's been frozen.
No, that's true. No, I'll pay that.
So I froze the moldy bread and then I defrosted it and ate it.
That is horrific. And you wonder why you're sick right now. There is a reason you've got a cold and a cough, see? It's because you're eating moldy bread and milk and yogurt way past expiry.
It's fine. 13, 12, 16. It's fine, right?
No, it's not. The only good thing about the expiry date on milk is when you get to see your birthday on it.
Well, do you know what? I did do a big moment and I did throw out some milk over the weekend because the expiry date was the 2nd of Feb.
Ellie, it's April.
I know we don't drink a lot of milk in our
house. It's the 2nd of April today. It's 2 months late. That is disgusting.
Yeah, no, I drew the line there, Jay. I listened to the expiry date and said, Ellie, I'm not going to drink this.
Would you have drunk that if it was a week after?
I smell it. I'd smell it.
If it smells okay?
If it smells okay, I'll do it.
But how do you know that it's not just the surface that smells okay and deep inside that milk, it's disgusting?
Well, I've had food poisoning, I think, once. It was either food poisoning or gastro. That's it. And I've eaten whatever I've wanted my whole life and I never get sick.
I tell you what.
You got to train your stomach, bro.
Why is Ellie not in today? Salmonella again?
Oh, you got to get it at some point in your life. 13, 12, 16. Do you abide by expiry dates? Are you a Josiah or are you a Ellie?
Chicken. Past the use-by date. One day, do you do it?
Yep. Oh. If it smells and looks okay, yeah. Because, okay, have I spoken to you about my sense of smell?
Yes.
Before? Okay.
Smell this.
Yes, Ellie, you've spoken to me about every aspect of your bloody life. That's what our job is.
Can you smell this? Tell everyone what you can smell right now.
I have a very strong sense of smell because I've got massive nostrils. So I judge my food on the smell of it rather than the expiry date.
Why have you got massive nostrils?
Because... I got it from my mama.
Something
she's else. Got big ones.
But it was something else.
No, you creeper. 13, 12, 16. We have put the call out this morning. I ate some kind of moldy bread and I'm okay. Do you live by expiry dates is the question that we're asking. Benny from Maroopna, do you live by them, bud?
No.
Yes.
It's just a recommendation. There's no law. There's no government funding behind this.
The Department of Expiry Dates. It does not exist. Watch the federal budget tonight. I guarantee you that's not going to be getting any allocation. Okay, so your thoughts on me buying bread that's 2 days old, picking out the mouldy bits and still eating it? It's okay?
Well, look, I would avoid that, but it's a bit of mould. Like, it obviously it's not affecting the whole loaf. You just pick it out and then you probably go, look, this isn't probably going to be right tomorrow. I'm just going to live in today. Live in today with this bread.
I don't get it. I'm all for bending the rules, but when it comes to food, don't risk your health. This is just stupidity.
Yeah, but just how many times have you eaten a mouldy bit of bread and gotten sick?
I've never eaten mouldy bread because I refuse to do it past the expiry date because I'm not dumb.
But you know what? I have and I'm fine.
Boom.
Well, thanks for weighing in, Benny. I'm glad I've got someone on my side. Do you want to go out for, like, I don't know, some mouldy bread or something?
Yeah,
mouldy
bread on you.
Okay.
Good.
We'll go down to the bakery on Wyndham Street and you and I can get us this. Get free feed. Okay, now I'm getting creepy. Thanks, you cool, bud.
Thanks, mate.
You know what? I'm really going to stop hitting on the listeners.
I mean, we don't get that many call ups, so when they do, you may as well go for it.
You're not wrong. And hey, and even the ones we do get that call up, like, I've already embarrassed myself in front of the whole of Golden Valley telling them I eat mouldy bread. So really, I got to take what I can get.
I know. I'm surprised I didn't hit on Benny. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, feel free to keep those stories coming.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Scoopla.
Yeah, let's take a look at what's trending in entertainment. Married at First Sight. It's coming to an end. What are we going to do once our lives... over.
I'm going to be continuing my life not caring, to be honest.
Not going to affect you too much?
No, I'll just watch whatever's on next. The Block, what is it? Oh, Lego House or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
The new one with Hamish from Hamish and Andy. Yeah. He's hosting and people build Lego. It actually looks really good.
I don't care about Lego whatsoever, but I do love Hamish Blake, so I'll watch it.
It'll
just
work
for him. He'll make it good. But yeah, Married at First Sight, it is the final week, we believe. We don't know for sure. The chances are they'll pull something else out of the hat and keep it going. But the final commitment ceremony has been taking place. We've already seen one engagement. We've seen one happy couple that were cheaters along the way. And then last night, two more couples took to the final commitment ceremonies. And Mark and Ning, now this one was the real shock of the night. They, I thought they were going to stay together. I thought he was keen on her.
Yeah, it seemed like they were just beginning to get off to a good start.
Good job. Good job. Well, she came out and marked her territory. Ayo! she came out and said, yeah, I want to do this. Like, I'm letting my guard down. Let's be in love. And then he was like, nah. Boom. Reged at the altar.
He was wasting her time.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, poor Ning.
Yeah, poor Ning.
So Ning got rejected at the altar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing in it for her.
It's beginning to look a lot like Chris.
Stop. Nah, we got to stop. And Michael and Martha, again, I thought she was going to pull the plug on him, but no, they stay together and they're in love. Beautiful.
Yeah, good, it'll get her a few more followers. That's all she cares about on Instagram.
Exactly. Good rig, though.
Kanye West, he's the man of the moment. We all know I'm a massive, massive fan. He's been doing something now. I think it's in its 13th week. He does Sundays, what is it called? Sunday morning.
Sessions?
Sunday sessions. I should know that. I watch it every week. Is it's it? Amazing.
Sunday service.
Sunday service, sorry. So each week he gets gospel songs. He gets some of his old songs. He's got a huge gospel choir. Live music, strings, the lot. It's unbelievable. He's doing it in some remote location near LA, and they perform every single week. This is an example from just the other morning from Sunday.
Hold on. Hey, I got a question.
Can we get much higher? So high.
I mean, the guy can be a bit of a flog, but this is awesome what he's done.
Yeah, and he does so many different. So I've been following it every Sunday on Instagram. Kim posts them every week. It's unbelievable. Anyway, finally, we're like, is he coming out with an album? Why is he doing this? Which I hope he still does. He's just been confirmed, even though it's sold out, he's going to be appearing at Coachella on Easter Sunday. And he's going to be doing Easter Sunday service live.
With these dudes?
With the whole crew. So jealous.
Yeah, it's very cool. Good on you, Kanye. Proud of you.
My boy.
Just get off back. Twitter in future. hey, for everything else that's trending in entertainment and Scoopla, hit.com.au, hit on the Scoopla tab and you can keep up to date there.
Speaking of Kanye, it's 2020 next year. Is he going for president? I haven't heard much about that.
Yeah, I feel like he's leaving his run a bit late, if that's the case.
I'm going to move to America and vote for him.
Oh, I'm not.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.